Sound 1. Friday. Sport.
Good evening, welcome to Friday Sport. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Well, we're two-thirds of the way through a huge week for the Dons, and so far all going to plan. Next up, the return of Rangers on Sunday lunchtime after a four-year absence, and all the baggage that goes with that particular fixture. We'll get the thoughts of our special guest, Russell Anderson, in a minute, but Dave Galloway, you've been speaking to the gaffer.
Yes, and Derek says he's happy with facing Morton next month.
When Old Firm are in the draw and a team for the Championship, we probably all want a Championship team. You know, Morton probably wanted us as well, I would imagine. But that's with the greatest respect. It's a club that that's my club, really. It's some of my fondest memories in the game of being there and got a huge attachment to the club. So I'm so pleased for them to get them to win a semi-final. For Douglas Ray and Jim Duffy down there and the work that they're doing. Lots of my friends are Morton supporters and delighted to get a chance to put myself up against them as well. So, but that will be a tough game. Any team that gets to a semi-final, we've seen it often enough. Any time it gets to a semi-final, you've got to play well in a semi-final to get through, and we'll have to play well.
Of course, the focus now turns to Sunday and Rangers, and the Aberdeen manager's delighted to have won the first two of three matches in a week. However, he's far from impressed with fixture scheduling.
It was a big week, we said that, we were happy to take on that responsibility. It was a defining week for us, you know, and like you say, we've got the first 3 points away at Dundee, it's never easy, beating St Johnstone, who we all know how good they are, so we're delighted so far, but big effort from everybody now for this one on Sunday. It's ridiculous that we're having to play, that Rangers get 48 hours extra recovery before a league game when there doesn't need to be. Why our game has moved to Thursday, I don't get that. But it is what it is, but we'll be ready for them Sunday and look forward to it. I think we'll see how we are in terms of who's available and who's fit to go and ready. And we're full house here. It's the type of game that everybody wants to be involved in, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, Adam Rooney's the man of the moment, of course, after last night's goal won a place in the last four of the League Cup, and he insists Sunday's showdown has not been a distraction.
We obviously seen the last couple of games, the strength of our squad as well, that we've had lads come off the bench and score goals, so we're going into the game, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can make another win. We obviously, we've just turned our attention to that now, but before that, we hadn't really focused on it. We knew we had a tough game away to Dundee, and then we obviously had the Cup quarter-final to take care of, so we take each game as it comes now. We obviously go into that game feeling confident after two wins, but for us it's another game we have to try and go and win. I always want to play against the big clubs, and Rangers are obviously a big club, so I've been told that to being here about the atmosphere, so I'm looking forward to that one. But as I said, it's just another game we have to focus on. We don't get too hyped up about it, we'll just go out and try and do our jobs.
Adam Rooney there, good evening. You're in Friday Sport on North Sound 1. I'm David Dermid. Joining me is Russell Anderson, and as you've already heard, Dave Galloway. And Russell, we're in the midst of a very big week for the Dons, starting off, of course, with that excellent win down at Dens Park on last Sunday.
Yeah, I think that the pressure was on to an extent last weekend against Dundee, following the draw we had at Inverness the week before, and the players responded just as I thought they would. I thought they played very well, deserved to win, and there was some very good performances on the day, and that set us up nicely for the game last night.
And last night's game, we had to wait a long time. We knew it was going to be very close against St Johnstone. It was nothing unexpected, but one moment of real quality, two moments of real quality, because before we scored, just a couple of minutes earlier, it looked as though Wotherspoon had given St Johnstone what would have been the game.
Yeah, I think with the odd exception, probably the League Cup semi-final 2 years ago when we won 4-0, near enough every game against St Johnstone is tight. There's not much between the teams. They've got a certain game plan of how they play, and they do try and restrict the space for us to play in. And yeah, I think it just went to show last night the fine lines between winning and losing, especially in a cup game like that. Within 2 minutes we were almost going out, and we ended up going through. At that point it looked like it was going to go to extra time. And I know, although the players wouldn't have been thinking about the game on Sunday at that point there, they would have just been focusing on the game, it would have been an additional factor to take into account come Sunday. So delighted that they got it done in 19 minutes. And yeah, it was a really well worked goal. Good play from Graham Shinney and a fantastic header from Adam to win it.
Certainly was. And well, it's now the focus is on Rangers, and it's one I think we're all looking forward to, Dave.
I just cannot wait. I mean, I was getting excited about Sunday on Monday of this week, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we've spoken about the players not getting distracted when they're trying to, you know, gear up for the St Johnstone game. Don't let the Rangers game on the Sunday distract you. But, you know, I was distracted about it, and I can't wait for it to come back. It'll be great to see the fixture come back. Whatever anyone's opinion on the whole Rangers scenario is, it's a fixture that has been missing, because there's always something a wee bit special, and there's always something a bit more special about beating Rangers, for me anyway, than, you know, most of the other teams.
And it's a sellout, but it'll be the first time that Rangers have their allocation restricted, same way Celtic do, which means the onus is on our fans even more so to play their part.
Yeah, we've got a singing section in the paddock, but let's make the whole of Pittodrie Stadium one big singing section. Let's get right behind the guys. You know, sometimes the atmosphere at Pittodrie, as we've discussed many times over the years, it can be pretty quiet, but when it's really fizzing and popping and crackling, it's a great place.
You've been involved in more than your fair share of these games, Russell. How is it from a player's perspective?
I think you look forward to it. Any time you play against either side of the Old Firm, there is an edge to it. And I think because it's been that long since we have played against Rangers, then obviously there's more focused spotlight on it this time. But I think that the point to make, I looked at the team last night that we put out against St Johnstone, and half those players that we have never played against Rangers before. So this is something new to them. So all the hype that's going with it, I think, isn't coming from within the changing room anyway. I heard Adam, after the game last night, being interviewed, and the players will just focus on it like any other game. They've got the Dundee and the St Johnstone game out of the way, and now they'll turn their attentions to the game on Sunday. And they have to keep a level head, as much as there'll be an edge to it, and it'll be a great atmosphere to play in front of a sold-out Pittodrie. There will be a game plan that will help us to try and win that game on Sunday. Yes, the tackles will be flying in, I'm sure. Hopefully it will be a cracking atmosphere. But like I say, it's a time for keeping cool heads and playing properly.
Well, earlier this week, Dave spoke to former Don Alec McLeish, who's a veteran of these occasions.
Brilliant, because it was always full house. Both sets of fans were at their vociferous best. And of course, it makes for a great atmosphere for the players. You know, that's the type of scenario which galvanises footballers, as well as the manager's team talk, the manager's coaching, the manager's tactics. Then the energy that the fans can give the players, and especially the home team, is unbelievable feeling.
It's early on in the season, obviously, Alex, but how big an influence could a victory have for either side in this game?
Of course, it's a massive confidence booster. There's no doubt about that. There's only 3 points, but there's no doubt the bragging rights phrase comes to mind. I think Aberdeen are favourites. You know, they've got great experience with this team over the last 3 or 4 years. If you look at that Aberdeen team, a lot of those guys, they're just names that I recognise instantly, because it's the same names week in, week out, for the past couple of years.
Alec McLeish there, and from the Rangers' perspective, here's their manager, Mark Warburton.
I've been told a number of things, some are not as pretty as others, but I'm well aware of the rivalry. I'm well aware of the welcome we'll receive, apparently. But you have to enjoy the games. We're aware of it. We respect them, obviously, for the quality of the team and what they've done in recent years, and the real threat they pose. But we have to go there, hopefully in good form, and look forward to the encounter. I start about favourites. I'm never going to talk about favourites. I'm going to talk about Rangers. We've trained well again this week. I said to you we were training well. Ross County was the same performance as Tuesday night. Just on Tuesday, we were more clinical.
Mark Warburton there, and Russell, I think we saw last night with Johnny having to come off in the warm-up, replaced by Niall, and still with a very strong bench. It's great to have the luxury of being able to switch players around like that, although it was obviously we did miss Johnny.
Yeah, I think obviously missing Jacko at the moment is a big miss for us, but yeah, having the strength and depth that we can replace Johnny at such short notice like that, and it didn't really it didn't affect the outcome anyway, is pleasing, I'm sure, for the manager and the players as well. And they know, obviously, that's not ideal preparation for the game to have to make a change so late before the kickoff, because their tactics will have been done, their game plan will be in place. I don't think it would have made much of a difference replacing him with Niall, but yeah, it's not ideal. But it is good from the player's perspective to see the likes of Adam sitting on the bench last night, coming on and scoring the winner, and then likewise for Jaden to be on the bench on Sunday to come on and score the second goal. So yeah, I think we're in a good place.
Yeah, so two inspired substitutions by the manager. That's what Derek would say, I'm sure. Dave, what's the lineup going to be on Sunday?
Oh, it's been a tough one. But I've gone for a 4-4-1-1. I've got Joe Lewis in goals across the back, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds, Ash Taylor, and I've put Graham Shinney in at left back. Midfield, Niall McGinn, Kenny McLean. I'm going to put Craig Story in central midfield. Let's give him a chance. His natural aggression, I think, would do very well. And then Johnny Hayes, if he's fit, failing that, Wes Burns, with James Maddison off Adam Rooney.
Okay, sounded about 14 players there, but I'm sure it was just 11.
I think it was just 11, yeah.
Russell, how do you think? Is the manager going to change it? I think with the games coming so closely, he's bound to tinker with the starting lineup.
I think, like he said in his interview after the game last night, he'll take stock today just to see how the players are feeling. They'll have tomorrow to train, and I think that will go some way to determining the team that he'll pick for Sunday. But he'll have a game plan in mind as well. I don't think there'll be too many changes because the last two games, like I say, have been good performances generally and obviously good results. So perhaps if Johnny's fit, I think that he'll come back into the team. But like I say, I think for anyone to drop out after the last two games, I think they'll be disappointed, but they'll also appreciate that it's a squad effort and it's what the manager thinks will be for the good of the team.
And you're one to watch, Dave?
Yeah, I was going to say it's all about different permutations, isn't it? Anthony O'Connor, of course, could come in. It's difficult to second guess what Derek might have up his sleeve, though. For me, Adam Rooney, it's very simple. Give him the service and he'll put the ball in the net. A great goal last night. Terrific.
Okay, well, Andrew gave me his score prediction, which I will let you enlighten you once you've given yours, and we'll ask Russell as well.
I'm going to go for 2-1 Aberdeen.
Okay, Russ?
2-0.
2-0. Well, Andrew went for 3-1 and I have gone for 3-0.
And 3-0.
Yeah, can I also say I'm bottom of the prediction league already to you two. Okay, this is Friday Sport. We'll continue our build-up to the weekend after these.
Your music. Your life. Let's go. Friday. Sport. North Sound 1.
Welcome back to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Lunchtime start for the Dons this Sunday with the visit of Rangers, but let's look at the rest of the Premiership card. There are four games tomorrow, kicking off at 3 p.m, starting off with Celtic against Kilmarnock. Russell?
I can only see a home win. I think they've started the season domestically anyway fairly well. They had a bit of a sticky night during the week there against Alloa, where it probably wasn't as comfortable as they would have expected, but they got through nonetheless. And yeah, I can imagine, looking at the way that Kilmarnock have started the season, I think it could easily be a 3 or a 4-0.
Hearts, Ross County, Dave.
Well, I think that can only be a home win. Hearts, when they're going at full pelt, as they were the other weekend against Inverness, they're very, very pleasing on the eye. I think they'll win convincingly. I'll go for 3-0.
Okay, and up in the Highland Capital, Dundee are the visitors to Inverness Caley Thistle.
Well, I think I'm right in saying that Dundee haven't won in the league since the first game of the season when they went up to Ross County.
Yeah.
So they've had a couple of draws since then. They scored a good goal against us last week, but that was as much as they really offered for me. So, yeah, it's a difficult one. I'm going to go for an away win, actually, and that might sound a little counterintuitive, but I think, yeah, the spells of play that they had last week, I know Inverness will try and play because they always do, but I'm going to go for a 2-1 win to Dundee.
Partick Thistle entertain Motherwell, Dave.
I think that one has got score draw written all over it. Motherwell have hit a good bit of form, but Partick Thistle, difficult to beat on their own patch. I'll go for a 2-2.
2-2. And at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, after we play Rangers, it's Hamilton against St Johnstone, Russell.
I think I'm going to go for a score draw there. We'll go one each.
I think
St Johnstone obviously had the hammer blow of losing so late last night. I think they will bounce back from it because they are generally a very good mentality and strong-willed players. But I think Hamilton at home, it's never an easy place for anyone to go. So I'll go one each.
One each. There in League One, Peterhead are on the road for the second week in succession, this time at Brechin City. Blue Toon boss, Jim McAnally.
Just looking forward to it. It's always a venue that I enjoy taking the team to because it's nice and tight. The games are genuinely honest games that always provide talking points and mostly in goals quite a lot of the time. So you always know that because it's such a tight park, whether it's a throw-in or whatever, you're going to have to defend, whether it be long throws, corner kicks, free kicks, and that's the one thing that's been letting us down at the minute.
Jim McAnally there. Well, no Highland League fixtures this weekend, but that is because it's the first round of the Scottish Cup, so plenty of action and hopefully a few surprises.
Yeah, Dave, it's a very, very, very long road to Hampden for these teams. There's some really good games on the card. Beath take on Strathspey. It's Clack versus Stirling Uni. Dalbeattie tackle Wick. Devon and Vale welcome Gretna. Forrest are at home to Lossie. Fort William take on Brora. It's Gala Ferrydean up against the Broch, Fraserburgh. Girvan host Huntley. Inverurie take on Bucky. That must be a pretty strong contender for match of the day. That looks like a right good derby match. Keith tackle Banksidee. It's Nairn versus Preston Athletic and Turriff versus Bonnyrigg Rose.
Yep, it's also Scottish Junior Cup first round action, and if there's a long road to the Scottish Senior Cup, it's an even longer road to the Scottish Junior Cup with, I think it's 100 and odd teams into the draw, most of them starting at the second round stage, but there's an all North East clash, Buckenhaven Hearts against Cooter, Ellen United against Glasgow Perthshire, Kilburnie Ladeside against Bankraid St Tiernan, Cruden Bay there at Livingston United, New Elgin host Dundee North End, Newborough United take on Hermes, Newborough Thistle ex Bridge of Dons Thistle they're at home to Sauchie, Port Glasgow against White Hills, Vale of Clyde versus Sunnybank, West Calder against Stonywood, Parkvale and Bucky Rovers travel to Ayrshire to play Whitlets Victoria. McBookie.com Super League, Holrussell United against Maud, that's been switched, it's now Maud versus Holrussell United. Stonehaven, the early league leaders, are at home to Inverness City. In the First Division East, Glentanner against East End, Longside versus Aberdeen University. First Division West, Birkhead Thistle at home to Forest Thistle. Nairn St Ninian against Newmacker United in the GA Engineering Interregional Cup first round. Devonside versus Isleville, Dufftown against Colony Park. Lewis United are at Fochabers. And the final game is in the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup first round, where it's Dice against Montrose Rose Lee. So we've just got a couple of minutes, and Dave, just back to the game. Lunchtime kickoff, does that help the Dons?
I don't think it makes a great deal of difference. Professional players are geared up for whatever game at whatever time comes their way. So I don't think it makes any difference. I just can't wait, and I'm sure the players can't wait either.
It is a 1 o'clock kickoff. Lots of early travelling for the Rangers fans. Do you think the having the less amount, it means there's less of them to make a noise, but 1,800 is still quite a lot?
Yeah, it is, and they'll be well up for the game, as will our own supporters be. But yeah, the fact that they have got a reduced amount of supporters that are going to be there will obviously help in terms of the atmosphere that we'll be able to generate, which will hopefully help the players get the result that we need.
And if you don't have a ticket, then there's no point in going along, Dave. That's a message for fans. It is now a sellout, so you just have to enjoy it on the television.
Yeah, it's great to see that it's a sellout, but you know, no real surprise. But tune into the telly or listen on Red TV.
Yeah, and we're going to be joined by Andrew and myself on Sunday by Ryan Jack, captain. And last night we had Gavin Ray. It was good to see Gavin again, Russell, back over for a couple of weeks and certainly enjoying life in Australia.
Yes, head coach, as he now says it, over in Australia, the team that he's playing for. So yeah, I think he's really enjoying living over there. But as you said, it's nice for him to come back, see the guys. He was obviously down at Dundee to watch the game on Sunday and back in again last night, so I'm sure he'll be there in some capacity on Sunday as well to watch the game.
I did ask him if the Australian referees were any better than the Scottish referees, but he declined to comment on the fact, obviously, in case somebody was monitoring and being involved with, and he might get into trouble, but I'm sure the answer is yes anyway. But that's it from us on Friday Sport. Thanks for listening. Remember, of course, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Pittodrie. Aberdeen against Rangers. Come on, you Reds. See you next week. Bye-bye.